Having grown up and lived in New England for so long, what drew you to Wyoming and the wilderness of the West?
Two things. I had a French ancestor named Labarge who went with General Ashley to trap for furs in 1825, and he went west, ended up getting scalped on the banks of a stream that's now Labarge Stream, and he was reported by some other members of the expedition to have been killed, but he was not killed. He was just scalped and went back to St. Louis, lived a long and productive life, and finally died when he fell off a curb and cracked his head on the curbstone. That's one part. The other thing is, when I was working on the Shipping News, when I was just starting it out, I had all of my research done, and I take it back. It was postcards. I was working on postcards, and I wanted my character to make his way across country. And so I followed his route. And when I came to do the West, I wanted to find some place, a writing colony of some sort, where I could go and stay for a month or so and work on this book and write his Western adventures. And the only thing that turned up was a place in Wyoming called U-Cross, an old ranch that had been converted into a writers and artists colony kind of thing. And so I applied, and they said, come on out, and I did. And I realized then, well, I fell very strongly in love with the place, as I have a habit of doing. I don't fall in love with people, I fall in love with places. But the sight lines, the long, long distances, you could see 150 miles with no problem in Wyoming, was so enrapturing and so productive to thinking, and being able to walk and see this extraordinary landscape of mountain and plain unfold was most conducive to writing. So I decided that was my writing place, and so it has been for 13 or 14 years.
And although you did have your greatest success with your novels, you did say in an interview that you would never write another one, that you would concentrate on the short story format. What makes that short format so attractive to you? Why do you prefer it to novels?
Well, of course they're short. You can just sit there and write one in an hour. No, seriously. If I said that, I didn't mean it. I have nothing against novels. I like to alternate. I like to write short stories sometimes, and I like to write a novel sometimes. But the short story is formidably difficult, I think. And so I like to try it. I like the compression, the severe need to make everything as tight as possible. A novel is comparatively very sloppy. But I think that's why I like the short story, because it's hard, just plain hard to do.
Mm-hmm. And you have stuck to that decision, you're going to concentrate on short stories? Or
Anything. Okay. I don't have any barriers at mm-hmm. this point. Mm-hmm. But I cannot understand all of the writing classes, creative mm-hmm. writing classes, which seem to me silly, because the best way to learn to write is to read. But why they put students to writing short stories, which is very difficult to write mm-hmm. a good short story, I don't quite understand. And I think one of the reasons that the short story is annoying to publishers, is in the States anyway, is that so many of them are wretched. They're not very good, and mm-hmm. I think editors don't know what good ones are either, because they've read so many bad ones. The short story deserves more discussion than it gets. Certainly, it would be nice to see somebody do a symposium or a short story festival. Mm-hmm. But maybe someday.
So, one very broad question. Where do you find the characters for your story? Or isn't it the characters? Is it the place that you find first?
It is the place I find first, and the characters are very complex composites of real people, you know, an expression here, a complexion there, a bit of clothing from somewhere else, you know, all of those things come together. And then there's a character on the page, so I can't say, oh, this is Uncle Joe or something like that, because it's not ever. It's always just observation of human beings, one's own life, and squishing them together.
Mm-hmm. And that leads to the next question, that your stories are very much about the place as well as the characters then that live in that place. So do you write differently depending on where you're living? Like, were you writing differently when you were living in New England, in Vermont, or Newfoundland, or now in Wyoming?
I wasn't writing differently, but I was writing about different places. It's the other way around. Mm-hmm. I go to the place I want to write about rather than write about the place I'm living in. Mm-hmm. Wyoming has been a little bit of an odd situation. I just find the place so interesting because of its refusal to enter modern times and because of its beauty and the hardship of living there. So I've probably put more time into Wyoming stories than I should have. Mm-hmm. Time to move on, though.
Mm-hmm. And then to a different topic now, there's been two versions, film versions of your work. And how much were you involved in creating those films, the film version of The Shipping News and also Brokeback Mountain?
Very little. I had nothing to do with the film version of The Shipping News. And Brokeback Mountain, my only input was early on. They wanted to change the language of the characters. They wanted to make them speak like radio announcers because they said people would laugh if they talked like Westerners and so forth. And I objected vigorously. And they kept the language. And yes, I liked both films. I thought they did a fine job.
So you're happy to sit back and let your work be transformed on the screen, or you feel uncomfortable what other people are then doing with what you've written.
This was enough. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would ever do it again. I don't think I would allow... I have no problem with the films. I think both directors did a very good job with the material, and I think I've been lucky with that because so many stories are completely transformed. But I don't... There's this thought in current North American culture that having a film made of a novel or a story is somehow an imprimatur of excellence. And I do not believe this. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, if it's made into a film, oh, it must be good. You know, this is silly. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. How many wonderful pieces of writing are not made into films? Mm-hmm. They always say that bad stories make good films, but I've had it. That was fine. Two is enough.
Yeah. So basically, you would not consider writing a screenplay directly to be filmed. You're staying with
just
the
absolutely not interested. I think the screenplays are subsidiary forms. That's not what I want to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Yeah. Excellent.